You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Good evening, 81.5 of the Fan. News from the Nest here on this Victory Monday. Ravens 27-19 over the Vikings. Ravens have won three consecutive games. We've talked about this first couple hours of the show. Getting turnovers. Should have had four. Got three officially. Malachi Starks, second straight game with an interception. Here's the rookie talking about winning the turnover battle.
Yeah, I mean, turnovers equal momentum. So anytime you can get a turnover, defense, special teams, I mean, it's huge. So just for us to go out there and do that as a team and play complimentary football is huge.
Bob, we predicted Malachi for six. He's got two in a row, so he's got time to do it. So, yeah, he's showing up more. I think he's much more comfortable. And that was a nice break he made on that ball. You know, he showed his range and stuff on that play.
But playing more of a center field, mm-hmm. but looking like, as we're, you know, 9 weeks, 10 weeks into his NFL career, like a guy that's getting acclimated. And here is Malachi Starks talking about getting adjusted to the NFL at this stage of the season.
Yeah, I think just really trusting myself and my preparation and the guys around me. Just trusting them to do their job, which is allowing me to, you know, play fast and just be myself. So really just the connection with the team and just the amount of work that we put in.
You know, when you play fast, you're not thinking as much. It allows you to play faster. And right now, he's playing much faster than he was. Doesn't have to think. And I still think he's taken off since Gilman's been back there. So I think that's been a big plus for him, getting another veteran guy back there next to him. I mean, he's between, you know, Gilman and Marlon Humphrey. You know, so you're between two veteran smart guys back there.
As he become more adept at their wrapping when it comes to tackles. I mean, Gilman had the rough day against the Dolphins, missing tackles, and he tried to steal the loaf of bread from Jones on that first touchdown. Yeah. Gilman, but Starks looked like he's becoming a little more adept at securing ball handlers there.
Yeah, he's doing a better job wrapping. They just need to show Wiggins how to do that too, because I mean, that was extremely embarrassing. You know, the way Wiggins won't use his hands. He won't rap. And I know they do drills. But, I mean, Bob, that's what happens when you don't practice tackling. When do you practice tackling? Live. You never do. And he didn't play preseason games, you know, so he doesn't ever get to do it. And it doesn't look like he really is crazy about tackling either.
Marlon Humphrey, he had an interception yesterday. And as Marlon says after the game, the win, hey, look, Lamar's bailed our asses out so many times, it's only right that we return the favor here.
You know, obviously we have Lamar Jackson, but on defense, we're trying to get it to where we can win games on defense. We don't even need the offense to put up any points. We can turn the ball over. We can get them the ball in the red zone. So that's been a big key. I think the mindset shift of, even though we have Lamar Jackson, let's give him a smoke break. Let's give him an off day. Like, you know, let's, you know, he's bailed us out so many times. How about we do it? And so I think that's been a big difference as far as the mindset.
I don't know that he got the off day. He still has to make some play because that defense is not dominant enough where, you know, you go into the game and, hey, if you guys score 10 this week, we're going to win. I haven't felt that yet.
Sure.
And, you know, hopefully we can feel that. But they're not dominant enough against the run yet, I don't think. And you know what? The thing that helped them, too, is the Vikings got down. So they got to throw it all the time. You know, so it kind of takes away the run. But in the second half, every first down play, what they get start of the third quarter there, Bob, first play was a 17-yard run. Then the next series, it was a long run. So, I mean, I wish they would be a little more stout or get some three and outs. That's what I wish.
Well, how about this one on top of the turnovers? Only one sack, that was Travis Jones. But 12 quarterback hits for the Ravens. So is this maybe a sign, Vinny, that the sacks are going to start to, I'm going to say flow, but the sacks are going to become more than just one and a half a game? Because Travis Jones, and you'll do the film study in a couple of days, he had maybe the best game of the season for him.
He's stacked three of them in a row now. I mean, because he's playing really good against the run, too. And I think, Bob, what they're doing is they're creating more pressures. You know, they're bringing more people. When they just bring four, they're not getting a ton of pressure. They're getting batted balls. But when Hamilton's coming and stuff, then they're getting some heat. And then also putting Draymond Jones over the tackle or the guard. You know, and they have Van Noy on the outside and Green on the outside. So they have some more legitimate rushers there. So I think that helps too. And it seemed like they wanted to bring guys up. And I just think that they're stunting and twisting, taking advantage of, you know, the offensive lines blocking schemes and stuff to get free runners and stuff. I thought they did a pretty good job with that. I think they're getting better, and they're getting faster at that. And, you know, you got Dylan Gabriel this week. You got another rookie quarterback, Bob, just like you had this past week, you know, on the road.
Here's John Harbaugh, news from the Nest, 88.105.7 The Fan, with Nolan McGraw talking about the offense staying disciplined, even though things might not have been smooth for them.
I think the poise under pressure, handling the noise, one pre-snap penalty, no turnovers in this environment, and it's a twofold noise. It's the noise of the crowd, which is incredible. It's also the noise of the defense and the noise they create with all their schemes and the way they play, and they're a very physical, tough defense, well-coached. So those two things, I got to give our offense all the credit for that.
I think the offense going in was well-prepared for all the blitzes. That's kind of what I took out of it, that they did a nice job understanding really no free runners where Lamar was running crazy all the time. So I thought they were well-prepared going into the game.
It's 88.81.057 The Fan. Only we have time for a call before we get to buy or sell. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Andy and Dundalk. Andy, thanks for holding. What's going on this Victory Monday?
It ain't no problem holding, my friend. I'm enjoying the show. And I mean, I'm going to say something I've said before, but we could very easily have lost that game yesterday. The way John Harbaugh manages the clock, and I don't want to hear about the offensive and defensive coordinators because he's doing all the hiring and how many have we been through in his time frame. But at under 7 minutes, 6.5 minutes to play in the game, we're winning by 14 points, and we run the ball on first down, no gain. And we throw the ball on second down. How about we just run the ball? And when Minnesota gets it back, if we don't get a first down, which I'm okay with that, we run it three times. They get the ball back with under 5 minutes to play. Then again, with under 2 minutes to play, it's the same thing. It's throwing the ball and not necessarily.
They threw it on the third down. They threw it on the third down. You know what, though? Okay. I mean, because to me, in that situation, Vikings are out of timeouts. There's, minute 55. And here's what you're deciding is, and you got to decide, you're the head coach and you're the old coordinator. Do you want me to run it or run the clock? Or if I'm Harbs, do you have a play that you like that we get a first down, because if we get a first down, the game's over right then. So, I mean, I would have probably thrown it in that situation. I mean, just because I want to end it. You know, that's
the thing. But you move the chains, sticking a fork.
Yep, otherwise, yep. Minnesota would have got it back. Minute 15.
Yeah, but with 6.5 minutes to play, if you run the ball twice instead of throwing it, there's not a minute and 55 seconds left when you're giving it back to them again. You're way lower in the clock.
No, I understand that.
Hey, thanks, Andy. Yep. So, John Harbaugh, maybe clock management, not his friend, as we've had, you know, more than one person check in saying that. Yeah. Didn't necessarily agree with the play calling, but is that more of a Todd Monken thing or is that a John Harbaugh thing? At whose mandate?
Well, that's Harb's
does
mandate.
Does this happen?
No, Harb's mandating.
Within the time frame.
Harb's mandating, like, hey, just run the ball, you know, kind of thing. Or because, like, the drive before that, Bob, wasn't it where they held the ball for, like, almost 7 minutes and took it down and got the touchdown? And they were running it pretty good on them. To me, if your defense is playing pretty decent, I have no problem just running the ball, too.
When we come back, let's count some dough. Please buy or sell and talk about many sports subjects of this Monday. Terp football, they lose on Saturday. They've lost 5 in a row. Maryland Hoops men, they lose to Georgetown on Friday night. Got outscored 11-0, start the game. Couldn't dig it out of a hole. And the Orioles still looking for free agents. You got the arbitration figures going to be exchanged. You got non-tender dates coming up. We'll get into all of that stuff and more later on in the show. Jeffrey Chedia, NFL.com. Talk to him about week 10. Not done yet. Philadelphia and Green Bay tonight. But how about Carolina, for instance? They win at Green Bay, then lose at home to New Orleans. What the hell's going on?
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Todd's going on World of Sports. Got the Ravens coming off their third straight win. You got Monday Night Football tonight, Philadelphia and Green Bay. Maryland football loses their fifth straight. Bad news. Maryland hoops, men, they lose to Georgetown. Eh, they're two games into the season, not making any of it. Even the coach doesn't know what the hell to expect from his team. Moving forward here, Buzz Williams. Baseball offseason very much in play. And other things going on as well. But let's count some dough first. A little buy or sell.
All righty. The Dow is up 92. The S&P's up 63. NASDAQ's up 368. DraftKings up 80 cents. Under Armour is down 14 cents to 429.
Well, let's start here with Maryland basketball today. They did not respond well in their first true test of the season. 70-60 loss to Georgetown on Friday night. All of this really behind right from the jump. Non-existent three-point shooting. Outside of that first half against Coppin, abysmal all season long through these two games, 28% overall from beyond the arc. My immediate thought here goes back to just 2 years ago, the lack of threes killing the Terps that season. That was their clear-cut biggest weakness that year, hitting 29% over a full season, which was bad enough to rank them 350th in the country. Long way to go this year, but buy or sell, Bob, this year's team will also be abysmal from three, hitting 30% or worse on the year.
Ooh, I'm going to soft buy it. Not going to make any absolutes by any stretch of the imagination. They were 19% from beyond the arc on Friday night. They only shot 25% from the floor overall. The surprising thing is they're shooting over 80% from the free throw line. Payne was a 50% shooter at Texas A&M, and he looks like Larry Bird. Swishing those things. So will they be last year's crab five? No, because Kevin Willard made it a point to bring in shooters. But we'll see. Miles Rice has a history of making threes at Washington State, Indiana. Somebody's going to have to step up and at least be acceptable, or Payne's going to have quadruple teams dealing with him every single game.
Well, we've just surpassed the midway point of the NFL season, which means there's enough time to make at least somewhat of an informed proclamation about what's going on this year. How about some grades for every team, courtesy of Tyler Sullivan? And in the AFC North in particular, the Steelers leading the way with a B+, Ravens a C, Browns D, and Bengals in last with an F. Justification for the Ravens, pretty straightforward. The miserable start, they're not off the hook for that, but a very clear turnaround here as of late. Much improved health, that helps as well. And a better long-term outlook because of their schedule. Meanwhile, the Bengals, lower than the Browns, the reasoning there. Sullivan not willing to allow the Burrow injury as a full excuse. Because, as we know, that defense somehow even worse than they were just last year and could be historically bad when it's all said and done. The Browns, meanwhile, get a slight pass. They weren't supposed to be competitive, and they did hit on some key draft picks as well. Are you buying or selling, Vinny, those AFC North grades?
I'll sell it. I think B-plus for Pittsburgh is extremely high. Otherwise, the others I can kind of all live with right now. I mean, I'd probably say the Ravens right now would be a C-plus because they're kind of trending up, whereas, you know, Pittsburgh's kind of trending down, and the others... Cleveland's got no hope because they got no offense, and since he's got no D, so yeah, I'll sell it.
Well, LSU's unfortunate season continued over the weekend with that loss to Alabama. Quarterback Garrett Neusmeyer benched along the way, making way for Michael Van Buren, his third time he's made an appearance in a game this season. Now, a lot of people would probably like to see that switch become permanent, but important to note that Van Buren can appear in just one more game before losing redshirt status in 2025. Something to consider for the Tigers, but buy or sell, Bob, LSU will prioritize the present. Let Van Buren start these final 3 weeks.
I'm going to sell it because sacrificing a year of eligibility because Neusmeyer's gone after this year. This was a guy that was expected to be a Heisman contender, possibly one of the top picks in the upcoming NFL draft, and it is not going well for him. But I think that they will look at the future, Nolan, as opposed to the present, because best case scenario, they went out. What are they going to? The wish you were here bowl? Nah. Get Van Buren ready for next year. And what a cool name, Van Buren.
The Van Buren boys.
Yeah, that's right.
You know who you're messing with.
I tell you what, that interim coach, he was cussing out old Nussmeier on the sidelines.
I'm
going
to be
man.
A city planner.
Well, a couple things here before we break and get to AJ Gersh. First and foremost, we are live right now. We're live on YouTube.
What?
So if you're interested in another platform to watch the show, and actually, yeah, not just listen, watch. You get to see Bob and Vinny's beautiful faces as they're delivering these strong takes. 105.7 The Fan on YouTube. Subscribe, tune in, chat, do whatever you want. Communicate with the show. We're here for you.
Donate.
And
GoFundMe for Bob.
If that's not exciting enough, ticket giveaways all week long. You're going to like this one, Bob.
Crap.
You're going to like this one. Iron Maiden tickets.
Word.
Coming to Jiffy Lube Live next September. On sale here, courtesy of Live Nation, but we're giving away a pair every single day this week. And let's start with right now. I'm looking for caller number 8 at 410-583-1057, our first pair to see Iron Maiden.
Yeah, it should have been number 666, the number of the beast for Iron Maiden. So you want to go see Maiden eventually? Get in here, caller number 8. If you're enjoying us on YouTube, hey, it's all good. We'll come back. AJ Gersh, Fox 45, talk about the Ravens, winners of 3 in a row. They're at Cleveland, big favorites, too, 9.5 points against the Browns. We said if they're 5-5, I did anyway, if they're 5-5 by the Jets game, they're going to win the division. They're one win away from making that.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Happy. 8 in the last 4 games, and you know, Eric DaCosta brought in a couple of pieces to supplement a struggling defense. They've gotten healthy in some areas as well, even though, you know, Matt Ibike and Washington are done certainly for the foreseeable future. Matt Ibike, maybe, who knows, hopefully he'll be back at some point to revive his career. But what's been the biggest, no pun intended, takeaway for you in regards to this defense now being representative in regards to forcing turnovers as opposed to constantly chasing in that statistical category?
Yeah, I think it was just kind of the floodgates getting opened 4 games ago for the Ravens. It was only a matter of time until they started turning the ball over. People are so quick to forget that this preseason, people were calling this Ravens defense possibly the greatest defense in the league. And then they came out and gave up 40-plus points and really struggled, 37-plus in all the losses with Lamar Jackson in there at the beginning of the season before he got hurt. But, you know, you bring in Alohi Gilman, you trade Owe away in a contract year. He was never going to re-sign after this season. And Alohi has allowed Kyle Hamilton to play that Sam Rush position, play more in the nickel, use as a Swiss Army knife for the defense, and that's really kind of unlocked everyone else. Malachi Starks, people were quick to say that he was a bust, but, man, he's a rookie out there. And he's playing well. Two picks in two games, I think every fan in the Ravens fan base would take that. And then you look on the D-line, and it looked much improved yesterday. I tell you, Mike Green has impressed me with his development so far in the last couple of games. And then the Jones boys, Draymond pressuring, and then Travis Jones pressuring as well, filling in nicely, finally taking a step up that everyone kind of expected him to with Nnamdi out and Broderick hurt as well. So a couple of key additions in Gilman and Draymond Jones, plus kind of that unlocking of everyone else moving Kyle Hamilton around, that is what I think has been the big difference in causing these turnovers.
I don't disagree there. I think Travis Jones has played extremely well over the last 3 weeks, you know, rushing the passer, bull rushing the passer, but especially playing the run, like taking on two blockers and stuff and doing those things. I like the way he's been playing.
Oh, yeah, well, he's had to take a step up because guys like Taven Bryan aren't really producing as much, or John Jenkins aren't really producing as much as a guy like Nnamdi Madueke would have. But having him, Travis Jones, in next to Madubuike was such a formidable duo that people kind of slept on what Travis Jones was able to do. And now he's finally being able to show that and showcase that in a defense that is much improved thanks to the other pieces around him. So yes, over the last 3 weeks, he's really been able to show his potential. And of course, with the sack yesterday, really highlighting it. And he had two pass defenses as well on the line of scrimmage, which that is something else to talk about. And that this team had, well, I think like 13 pass defense yesterday, which is just outrageous for one team in a single game to have. It really, really caused, especially against a guy like J.J. McCarthy, who he's not a rookie, but a very inexperienced quarterback. That can psych out an inexperienced quarterback, and clearly it did with McCarthy throwing two picks.
I was really impressed with the way that Roquan played in the pass coverage.
Yeah, Roquan is such a difference maker. I mean, people at the trade deadline were so upset this year that the Ravens didn't make like a splash deal. In their history, they haven't really done that, and the only one that has really worked out in terms of giving up future assets, big assets, is acquiring Roquan Smith in 2022. And since he's been on the team, he's been the voice and he's been the motor of this defense. Obviously, yeah, you got Humphrey and Hamilton, but he was the guy who broke down the team pregame. He's the guy who's flying sideline to sideline, regardless of his physical fitness and how some people might describe it. He's looked much improved, especially this season since he's came back from his injury that sidelined him. He's such a difference maker in the pass game, and his ability to wrap and tackle is one of the best in the league, and there's a reason why he's an all-pro that he is.
AJ, I still think it's going to come down to how well the O-line can play for the rest of the season. And until they fix it, I don't think we're going to be a dominant run game. And, you know, I would start with left guard first, and then I'd probably go to right guard after that. But I think it needs to be fixed, because right now it is not. Voorhees sucked yesterday. He was awful.
Yeah, the guard play as a whole yesterday was really, really suboptimal, and it has been for quite some time, pretty much the whole season. I think anyone who watches the Ravens who has eyes can tell that the guard play has stunk, to not mince words there, Vinny. Yeah, Voorhees yesterday was bad, but so was Falele. And here's the thing about this team and the difference that Lamar Jackson makes. You take a look at what they were able to do with a guy like, you know, Tyler Huntley or Cooper Rush under center, and then you compare it to Lamar Jackson. This offense, without Lamar Jackson, is nothing, right? Because of the O-line play, they're not been able to create a good run attack. Derrick Henry, his 20 carries for 75 yards, that is a little inflated thanks to Derrick Henry's fourth quarter runs. Without those, it would have been even worse. His yards per carry, it seemed like every other run, and it has been this way the whole season, is getting just stuffed at the line of scrimmage. And that's uncharacteristic for Derrick Henry.
Oh, it's not his fault.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the point, is that it is not his fault. It's the rush attack being blown up at the line of scrimmage, whether you're going off to the left on Voorhees or off to the right on Falele. And even Rosengarten has struggled this season, too. So now, is there an easy fix, immediate fix, that would be better? I don't necessarily think so. You can obviously try out Emory Jones Jr. once he finally gets more reps at practice, but he had a non-football injury that sidelined him until literally 2 weeks ago, so he's going to take some time as a rookie. Carson Vinson was elevated yesterday for the first time, as opposed to Joseph Noteboom, who was inactive. So maybe we'll see more of Vinson getting into the fray there, mixing him in a little bit. But I don't really know what the easy fix is there other than, all right, let's wait for Emory Jones Jr. and plug and play and hope that he's better than Voorhees or Falele and then move the other to the other side.
AJ Gersh, Fox 45. I don't know if you heard, but if anything, the O-line sucks for the Ravens here in 2025. AJ, appreciate the time as always. Ravens go to Cleveland. Big favorites, 9.5 points. They win that one. Then they have the Jets Sunday before Thanksgiving, and then the Bengals. All of a sudden, the seas are parting for the Ravens to cruise right to the top of the AFC North, but that's why they play the games. AJ, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Victory Monday, and we'll catch up with you soon.
You guys, too. Thanks for having me on. Definitely a favorable schedule here moving forward. Ravens just got to take advantage of it, of course. Keep stacking them. See you guys.
All right, here's AJ Gersh. Everybody, we'll come back. Reset the program before you get to the AFC North report as we look at the games that happened yesterday, not involving the Baltimore Ravens. Stick around for that. NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. We'll look back at our picks, College of Pro, over the weekend. Booze on the line, beer for me and Nolan, Vino for Vinny, as we look at tonight's game, too. You can hear it on the fan. Philadelphia taking on Green Bay. Green Bay lost at home last week to Carolina. Jeffrey Chedia, NFL Network, NFL.com. Talk about, speaking of team losing yesterday unexpectedly, how about the Dolphins beating the Bills?
Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Vinny and Haney's Notes from the North.
All right, Notes from the North. Before we get deep into this, breaking news out of the NFL, Brian Daboll out. Head coach of the Jets, Giants. They blow another lead yesterday against the Bears in the snow at Soldier Field. Remember, a couple weeks back, they were big against Denver there. Scadaboo's out for the year. Jackson Dart got KO'd yesterday. And now Brian Daboll has been relieved of his duties with the G-men.
Yeah. And, Bob, they're sitting 2-8. Quarterback's been evaluated 4 different times for concussions. So he'll probably be out for a little bit. So they need new leadership. GM will end up going. That place will be cleaned out. Totally cleaned out.
Now, is the QB your dude?
Dart?
Yeah. You're sold on him being the guy?
I would think that they feel pretty good about that. And whoever comes in, I think they'll feel pretty good about that. But what do they got to do, Bob? They got to protect the poor kid. You know, I mean, he's getting killed all the time, and they're having him run all the time, too.
The one hit where his helmet got knocked off his head, and he still kind of hung around for a while after that, but it wasn't enough. So the Giants, they relieve Brian Daboll of his duties as the head coach there, and obviously a search for his permanent replacement will take place in the next couple of months here. But
says, Bob, the OC, Mike Kafka, will be the interim head coach.
But the full-time guy yet to be determined.
Oh, yeah, that'll be after the season.
Now, in the division, AFC North, that is. Steelers last night taking on the Chargers. Pittsburgh Steelers, Aaron Rodgers, not playing all that great in prime time. And his woes continue. But the Pittsburgh defense, which has been problematic all season long, had a hard time stopping the run.
First and goal for the 2. It is Vidal to the left. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers.
NBC on the call there. Vidal, 95 yards on the ground, including the touchdown there. as the Chargers beat Pittsburgh 25-10. Dicker, the kicker, kicked three field goals. Justin Herbert threw a touchdown pass. Unfortunately for the Steelers, Aaron Rodgers could not match as he threw two picks.
Yeah, he was throwing high.
Had a rough day.
Yeah, he was off. He was off. He was throwing it high, overthrowing receivers. He was not good. I mean, Bob, that was a hard one to watch.
It was a snooze fest.
Yeah.
It was 3-2 for a while there, it's great in baseball.
Well, they said that the hockey game, the Kings had beat the Penguins 3-2 that day.
Yeah, so the Chargers, they won three in a row all of a sudden. We'll get to our picks here coming up in a few minutes. Jets taking on the Browns. And if you watched it, I was just watching it on the Red Zone because I had the Ravens game on. But looking at the uniforms, you would have thought it was 1986 all over again. And unfortunately for the Browns, their defense and their special teams in particular did not play like it was 1986.
Sandwiching that 95-yard touchdown drive. Bohorquez's punt. There's a flag thrown here. Isaiah Williams has his seed.
Oh, no
Williams
way.
Inside Cleveland territory, and he's going to score.
CBS on the call. Isaiah Williams, he takes it in on top of a kickoff return for a touchdown allowed by the Cleveland Browns as they lose 27-10. Will McDonald for the Jets had four sacks.
Yeah,
four of their six, and he still might not win Defensive Player of the Week. Well, he might get in the AFC because the dude in Seattle had two returns for a touchdown on turnovers yesterday. But the Jets pick up a rare win, and for the Cleveland Browns, a season-long struggle continues on. And at the very least, you knew their offense was going to be challenged because they have been all season long. But to have the defense and special teams crap the bed like that, come on.
Bob, Justin Fields. 6 of 11 for 54 yards
right.
With a pick and a 60 quarterback. Oh, man. I mean, that was some ugly stuff going on there. Yeah, I mean, the Jets had 12 first downs, you know, and they won the game.
For Cleveland, yeah, it is what it is. Now, their consolation prize, they host the Ravens coming up on Sunday afternoon. Ravens 8.5-point favorites in this game. However, no matter what level Baltimore or Cleveland is, this is always a pain-in-the-ass game for the Ravens. Remember last year, Jameis Winston won Player of the Week as quarterback for the Cleveland team. Ravens' defense is starting to play better, as we've talked about, but you can never rest on laurels. And as you're this close to getting to 500, you can't go into Cleveland, and I'm assuming they won't, and anticipate the Browns are just going to roll over and, you know, take their L.
Yeah, Schwartzy, the D coordinator, is not going to let them do that.
No.
Being a Baltimore guy, their defense, they're going to get a good test from Cleveland defense. And you know, can Cleveland defense, Bob, give it to them for four quarters? You know, and then can Dylan Gabriel, you know, who takes a ton of sacks, likes to dink and dunk with the football? You know, can he make some plays there? I mean, can they run the football a little bit? So, you know, we'll see what happens there. But it's going to be tougher than you think.
Always is.
Yeah.
Always is. Gabriel did make a nice touchdown throw to Jerry Jeudy, who burned Brandon Stevens. Oh. Stevens was kind of strong on the coverage there. It was a hell of a throw and a play.
Well, that's typical of him. He can't find a ball.
Oh, he was in the vicinity. Just right. Didn't see the ball until Jeudy was spiking it in the end zone.
Ben, Q says he's their best defense.
Well, that's probably a bad thing if you're the Jets. Bengals, they're on bye this week, but they're at Pittsburgh coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock. Steelers are 5.5-point favorites there. We know Cincinnati's going to show up. They beat them a couple of weeks back. Joe Flacco slinging that football all over the place, but if there's a get-right game for the Steelers offense, what better defense do you want than to get them on the other side of the ball?
I mean, no doubt about it, Bob. I mean, Bob, because if Pittsburgh comes in and loses that game, I mean, they're on the...
Might circle the drain a little bit.
There's so much for the Mike Tomlin and his winning records.
Yeah, what are they, 9-8 at least, 10-7, get to the playoffs. They haven't won a playoff game in 10 years, I believe it is, coming up on it. Still like Pittsburgh. We'll do our picks later in the week. But, you know, like the Ravens, this isn't going to be an easy game at home for the Steelers. It's not like Acrisure is this impossible place for road teams to play nowadays.
No.
The Steelers have already lost twice at home.
Yeah, and then the Steelers, there'll be, like, if they start out poorly, Bob, the Steelers, there'll be a lot of boos in that stadium.
It's Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, NFL Lunch, you want to join us for that, you can at 410-583-1057. Hear more from the Ravens after their win yesterday against Minnesota. John Harbaugh is going to meet with the media later on this afternoon. We'll have that coming your way tomorrow. We'll look at the picks, college and pro. How do we do with boos on the line? And we'll do our predictions for tonight's game. Green Bay taking on Philly, a game again here on The Fan. And Jeffrey Chedea, NFL Network, NFL.com. We'll talk about the National Football League almost 10 weeks through as Thanksgiving's just a couple of weeks away. NFC got a lot of really good teams, but all of a sudden that NFC South, what the hell's going on there?
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle, but what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season, streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.